Unit 3. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer.
11. Would you like to order now?
Yes, please show me the menu.
Question. Where are the man and the woman now? Twelve. How long have you been driving?
Actually, I began driving when I was 13, but I didn't get a license until I was 16.
Question. When did the man start driving? Thirteen. Excuse me. Could you please tell me when the bank is open?
It's open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays.
Question. When is the bank open? Fourteen. I just saw an ad on television that said men's suits were on sale today and tomorrow at Conrad's Menswear.
Great! That's just what I've been waiting for.
Question. What will the man probably do? Fifteen. If any of you give me a hand, I could finish this job before 5 o'clock.
I would like to, but I can't. Mr. Taylor told me to type some letters before I go home.
Question. What did Mr. Taylor ask the man to do? Sixteen. Is Henry really ill?
It's hard to say. I doubt there's anything wrong with him physically.
Question. What does the man mean? Seventeen. Would you like a cup of coffee to help you wake up?
A cup of coffee? I'll need 3 or 4.
Question. What does the man mean?
Eighteen. Honey, we'll have a guest from Australia, a friend of mine. He'll stay in California for 2 weeks.
Yes, your friend Andy. He was your classmate at London University, wasn't he?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Now you'll hear 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
This is a great location. It's really close to the subway station, and there's a bus stop right across the street.
Good, that's convenient.
And this is the apartment.
It looks great.
High ceilings, large windows, very spacious.
Yeah, it is bigger than my place.
And it has 2 bedrooms, a large bedroom and a smaller one.
How nice.
It's a great place, and the rent is only $1,600 a month.
That's a little more expensive than I expected.
Well, rents are going up in this area, you know.
Yes, but...
It has a lovely view of the ocean.
It has a view of the ocean?
And also has a garden.
A garden?
And the kitchen, it's fully equipped with all the modern conveniences.
Ah, well, thanks for showing the place to me. I would definitely give it some consideration.
Well, I would encourage you to act quickly. This beautiful place won't wait long for you.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. Why is the location convenient?
20. How much is the rent?
21. How is the kitchen equipped?
2.
I really don't know what to do this summer. I can't afford to just sit around, and there seems to be no job available.
Why don't you try house sitting? Last summer, my friend Margaret house sat for the Dodds when they were away on vacation. Mr. Dodd hired Margaret to stay in their house because he didn't want it left empty.
You mean the Dodds paid Margaret just to live in their house?
It wasn't that easy. She had to mow the lawn and water the house plants, and when Eric house sat for Dr. Cohen, he had to take care of her pets.
House sitting sounds like a good job. I guess it's a little like babysitting, except you are taking care of the house instead of children.
The Student Employment Office still has a few jobs posted.
Do you just have to fill out an application?
Margaret and Eric had to interview with the house owners and provide 3 references each.
That seems like a lot of trouble for a summer job.
Well, the house owners want some guarantee that they can trust the house sitter. You know, they want to make sure you're not the type who'll throw wild parties in their house or move a group of friends in with you.
House sitters who do that sort of things probably aren't paid then.
Usually they are paid anyway, just because the house owners don't want to make a fuss. But if the house owner reported it, then the house sitter wouldn't be able to get another job. So, why don't you apply?
Yeah, I think I will.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
22. What does the man want to do this summer?
23. What did the Dodds do when they went away last summer?
24. What is the responsibility the house sitter probably wouldn't have?
25. How do house owners determine the reliability of a house sitter? 2. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Passage 1. About 300 words in the English language come from the names of people. Many of these words are technical words. When there is a new invention or discovery, a new word may be coined after the inventor or scientist. It is interesting to observe how many common English words have found their way into the language from the names of people. For example, sandwich, you may eat every day. Lord Sandwich, who lived from 1718 to 1792, used to sit at the gambling table eating slices of bread with meat in between. This kind of eating tastes delicious. As Lord was the only one among his friends who ate bread in that way, his friends began to call him Bread Sandwich for fun. Later on, the word became part of the English language. The word boycott means to refuse to have anything to do with somebody or something. This word is another example. The word comes from a man called Captain Boycott. He was a land agent in 1880, and he collected rents and taxes for an English landowner in Ireland. But Captain was a very harsh man. He treated his poor tenants very badly. His tenants decided not to speak to him at all. Eventually, word got back to the landowner, and Captain was removed. The word boycott became popular and was used by everyone to mean the kind of treatment that was received by Captain Boycott.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. Who coined the word sandwich?
What didn't the tenants like?
28. What did the landowner do when he found out that the tenants were boycotting his agent?
2. There are three groups of English learners: beginners, intermediate learners, and learners of special English. Beginners need to learn the basics of English. Students who have reached an intermediate level benefit from learning general English skills. But what about the students who want to learn specialist English for their work or professional life? Most students who fit into the third group have a clear idea about what they want to learn. A bank clerk, for example, wants to use this specialist vocabulary and technical terms of finance. But for teachers, deciding how to teach specialist English is not always so easy. For a start, the variety is enormous. Every field, from airline pilots to secretaries, has its own vocabulary and technical terms. Teachers also need to have an up-to-date knowledge of that specialist language, and not many teachers are exposed to working environments outside the classroom. These issues have influenced the way specialist English is taught in schools. This type of course is usually known as English for Specific Purposes, or ESP, and there are ESP courses for almost every area of professional and working life. In Britain, for example, there are courses which teach English for doctors, lawyers, reporters, travel agents, and people working in the hotel industry. By far, the most popular ESP courses are for business English.
Questions 29 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
29. What is the characteristic of learners of special English?
30. Who needs ESP courses most?
31. What are the most popular ESP courses in Britain?
32. What is the speaker mainly talking about? 3. Most people think that the older you get, the harder it is to learn a new language. That is why they believe that children learn more easily than adults. Thus, at some point in our lives, maybe around age 12 or 13, we lose the ability to learn language well. Is it true that children learn a foreign language more easily than adults? One report on 2,000 Danish children studying Swedish showed that the teenagers learned more, in less time, than the younger children. Another report on Americans learning Russian showed that the ability to learn a language increases as the age increases from childhood to adulthood. There are several possible explanations for these results. For one thing, adults know more about the world and therefore are able to understand meanings more easily than children. Moreover, adults can use logical thinking to help themselves in learning a new language. Finally, adults have more self-control than children. Therefore, it seems that the common belief that children are better learners than adults may not be true.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
33. According to this talk, what's the common belief about learning a new language?
34. Name the two reports mentioned in the talk.
35. What qualities do adults have that make learning a new language easier for them? 6. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. First reading.
Most of us, when young, had the experience of a sweetheart being taken from us by somebody more attractive and more appealing. At the time, we may have resented this intruder. But as we grew older, we recognized that the sweetheart had never been ours to begin with. It was not the intruder that caused the break, but the lack of a real relationship. On the surface, many marriages seem to break up because of a third party. This is, however, a psychological illusion. The other woman or the other man merely serves as a pretext for dissolving a marriage that had already lost its essential integrity. Nothing is more futile and more self-defeating than the bitterness of spurned love, the vengeful feeling that someone else has come between oneself and a beloved. This is always a distortion of reality, for people are not the captives or victims of others. They are free agents working out their own destinies, for good or for ill. But the rejected lover or mate cannot afford to believe that his beloved has freely turned away from him. And so he ascribes sinister or magical properties to the interloper. He calls him a hypnotist, or a thief, or a homebreaker. In the vast majority of cases, however, when a home is broken, the breaking has begun long before any third party has appeared on the scene.
Second reading.
Most of us, when young, had the experience of a sweetheart being taken from us by somebody more attractive and more appealing. At the time, we may have resented this intruder, but as we grew older, we recognized that the sweetheart had never been ours to begin with. It was not the intruder that caused the break, but the lack of a real relationship. On the surface, many marriages seem to break up because of a third party. This is, however, a psychological illusion. The other woman or the other man merely serves as a pretext for dissolving a marriage that had already lost its essential integrity. Nothing is more futile and more self-defeating than the bitterness of spurned love, the vengeful feeling that someone else has come between oneself and a beloved. This is always a distortion of reality, for people are not the captives or victims of others. They are free agents, working out their own destinies, for good or for ill. But the rejected lover or mate cannot afford to believe that his beloved has freely turned away from him. And so he ascribes sinister or magical properties to the interloper. He calls him a hypnotist, or a thief, or a homebreaker. In the vast majority of cases, however, when a home is broken, the breaking has begun long before any third party has appeared on the scene.
Final reading.
Most of us, when young, had the experience of a sweetheart being taken from us by somebody more attractive and more appealing. At the time, we may have resented this intruder, but as we grew older, we recognized that the sweetheart had never been ours to begin with. It was not the intruder that caused the break, but the lack of a real relationship. On the surface, many marriages seem to break up because of a third party. This is, however, a psychological illusion. The other woman or the other man merely serves as a pretext for dissolving a marriage that had already lost its essential integrity. Nothing is more futile and more self-defeating than the bitterness of spurned love, the vengeful feeling that someone else has come between oneself and a beloved. This is always a distortion of reality, for people are not the captives or victims of others. They are free agents, working out their own destinies, for good or for ill. But the rejected lover or mate cannot afford to believe that his beloved has freely turned away from him. And so he ascribes sinister or magical properties to the interloper. He calls him a hypnotist, or a thief, or a homebreaker. In the vast majority of cases, however, when a home is broken, the breaking has begun long before any third party has appeared on the scene.